Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. We're talking to head coach of the Pentland Christian girls basketball team, John Mum, after the season comes to a close at Mid Prairie on Wednesday. Coach, first off, I mean, it was a hard-fought effort by the girls. Unfortunately, just, you know, a tough night offensively for the girls, just came up a little bit short here of advancing to the regional final.
Yeah, definitely bummed that the season is over. It was a very rewarding season, very challenging season in so many aspects with all of our injuries and illnesses. But, Tyler, it was so rewarding because the players, they were such a joy to coach. They came to work every day in practice. They came to work. I mean, they really, really fought, battled, and worked so hard every day in practice to get better. And in every game, they just – they poured their hearts and souls out on the court. They left everything out on the floor. And it was just such a joy to coach them this season. And that's why I'm bummed to see it end, because it was so much fun.
And you talk about it. I mean, tonight, even tonight, a lot of adversity felt in this game. But one thing you just see all the way to the bitter end was even when things weren't going their way and you dealt with, you know, whatever was thrown at you, there was a lot of heart in this group and a lot of spirit that from these girls that was just kind of undeniable. What is it about this group that allowed them to just continue to keep that same mentality and keep that same positivity in spite of so many of the challenges that they faced this season?
Well, it's because their number one priority is their faith in God, right? That's what we have leaned into all season long, and that's what each of these girls leans into. They know that no matter what the challenge, no matter what is thrown at us, that God is on our side, God has our back, God wants what is best for each of these players and for our program. And so when things happen that get us down or that are frustrating or discouraging, or somebody goes down with another injury, it's like, okay, God, we don't know what to do. We don't know how to handle this in our own strength and our own power. We need to lean on you, and we're asking you to carry us through. And he did that all season long when we were faced with so many injuries and so many challenges. You know, God had his arms around this team and around these girls. And like I've said before, I've never been a part of a team, a program, a group of girls that have this much heart and this much fight.
And I know we talked a lot about Rachel Kekbrinsky. She had another phenomenal game, but I got to talk about the seniors now a little bit. I mean, Addie Van Arendonk took huge strides this year. Ava Breams felt like really kind of broke out of her shell and expanded her game. Chloe Nickel was a big part of this team, unfortunately, before she went down with that injury. When you talk about this senior group who, you know, they've seen their fair share of, you know, coaching here at Pentland Christian and different coaches. You know, coming in as a first-year guy, what have they meant to you and just helping try to build back this program?
Yeah, all three of them have been absolutely huge for this team this season, for our program, for me personally as a first-year head coach. I just cannot say enough about all three of them. Addie, I had no idea that she was going to be this good. Defensively, rebounding, offensively. She increased her scoring, her rebounding, her shot blocking. I think she ended up second in the conference in block shots. And she was such a force, such a presence down low for us. Just really amazed at how Addie played all year. And Ava Breams was asked to do so many different things this year. And she really had some huge, huge games for us. Stepped up in so many big time spots where it was like, okay, Ava, we need you to play on a wing. You're a 6-foot center who's used to playing under, but we need you to step out and knock down some threes because you're a great 3-point shooter. And she did that for us. I'll never forget the Urbandale game where she scored 10 huge points and helped us win that game, which was a huge win for us earlier in the season. You know, that is going to be a lasting memory for me with Ava Breams in that Urbandale game. And then with her, too, like, and I've told you this before, but she just has this sweet, sweet presence, sweet spirit about her. Just an absolute wonderful, wonderful human being. And again, it's because of her faith, right? And I know that all three of them are going to go on to do amazing things. And Chloe Nickel, I've told you this before. Chloe Nickel, just such an incredible personality, such a fun, upbeat, positive person. I looked forward to seeing her every day in practice because she always had a smile. She always had a kind word for everybody. She was always asking me how I was doing, you know, always making me feel like she was so glad that I was her coach. And I will always appreciate that about her as well. And, you know, all three of them are going to be extremely missed.
Coach Mom, appreciate the time as always. And looking forward to next season already.
Thank you, Tyler. Really appreciate it. And, yeah, I can't wait for next season already.
Absolutely. That was John Mum, head coach of the Pella Christian Girls basketball team here, powered by Hy-Vee on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner following the season-ending loss to Mid Prairie here on Wednesday night.